Enjoy a weed-free summer at the lake, courtesy of Aquaside. One easy application of Aquaside pellets can eliminate weeds and lake muck.
Ew!
Aquaside has been trusted by hundreds of thousands of lake homeowners since 1960. Neglecting aquatic weeds can hamper recreational activities like swimming and boating. Lake weeds can also provide breeding habitats for insects. Make your lake shore beautiful this summer with Aquaside. Call 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and scorenorth.com.
Yes, he has more high-end talent than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is still a really damn good starting NFL quarterback. There's a lot to learn. And really, every rookie quarterback, for the most part, you know, if has any veteran in front of them that has any, you know, established part of their career, you do mimic them. The coaching staff tells you to mimic them. It's just a good base, like, starting point for a rookie quarterback. You know, when I was a rookie, I got in there, Brad Johnson was the guy. Yeah, I mimicked him because the way he was doing things right as far as executing the offense.
Interesting stuff. Chris Sims continues to be very bullish on Kellen Mond's upside. And just talking there about the things that Kellen Mond can learn from Kirk Cousins. We dove into that topic exactly on yesterday's episode of Purple Daily, so check it out if you haven't yet. Welcome to the show, Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, and executive producer Declan Goff. Purple Daily, presented by our friends at TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. And boys, let's waste no time. Let's just dive right in to the most transparent segment in sports talk.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Yeah. How are we feeling today, boys? How are we feeling? We've kind of entered a stretch where there aren't many things that are going to come off the board regularly until we get to games. So what's the feeling here?
I'm exhausted from the old school Write That Down. So, like, I'm glad if this is going to be just a laid back. There's a couple things off the board here and there, because the Mackie and Judd Write That Down literally left me drained.
Yeah. Yeah, we.
And I've got some competition in that one now, too. I mean, you are on my heels.
Yeah. The OG Write That Down has been part of Mackie and Judd for a number of years. You can find that Apple, Spotify, ScoreNorth.com, the ScoreNorth YouTube channel. We've brought the brand over to Purple Daily for the first time this year. And here's how it works. 3 Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns in this edition. And if you want to be part of the predictions, just like guest listener predictor Ryan is about to be in a few minutes, you can send a DM to me or Declan, Phil Mackey, Declan Goff. Just search us on either Twitter or Instagram. Our DMs are open. And today's edition of Write That Down is presented by our friends at PXG Minneapolis. So PXG is helping golfers not be terrible. That's right. If you want to not be terrible at golf, why don't you go see our friends at PXG Minneapolis in Southdale Center and check out either the Gen 4 golf clubs, which are the best performing clubs PXG has ever made, or the 0-2-11 clubs, which is another full line of high performance clubs priced a little bit more within reach. You can also just look sharp. If maybe you're just giving up on your game and you just want to look good, get a good hat or something.
There you go.
They've got spring and summer apparel. PXG Minneapolis in Southdale Center. Find out more at pxg.com/Minneapolis.
Write that down.
All right, boys. The accountability session awaits. Judd Zulgad coming in with the completion percentage lead. Myself, Phil Mackey, with the touchdown lead. A few things came off the board here. Some things that we have to go back and clean up to. Like Judd said, Jimmy G will be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots this year. Looks unlikely now that they have Cam Newton and what's his name? Our guy from Alabama that they drafted. So if it happens, we'll go back and revisit this. Mac Jones. Yeah. Now I'm going to point out one or two things that are still on the board, like this one. Judd, you have Dakota Dozier not being the Vikings starting left guard for the 2021 opener. What's the percentage chance that still happens?
As
he is inexplicably.
Phil Mackey, you can put that right down on the board. Yes.
You think so?
he has no chance of being the starting left guard. I don't know that he makes the roster.
Okay. I wouldn't say no chance.
I think the starting left guard is Ezra Cleveland.
What was the point of bringing him back in the first place? Why even bring him to camp?
I don't know. I can't. There are some things I can't explain. Victor Rask is one. Dakota Dozier is a second. And like what God is doing is the third. I just can't explain what God is doing either. There's just certain things my brain can't comprehend. And those are three things.
Okay. All right. I said a couple things here. I said Teddy Bridgewater will be the starting quarterback for the Vikings in 2020 when there are all the rumors flying around. Yeah. However, we made Judd leave the room last week so that I could say when we predict the schedule, when it officially comes out on national TV, that when we pick the schedule, Judd will say exactly 11 wins for the Minnesota Vikings. And you had 10 in the mock. And I said he's going to look at the order of the schedule and he's going to like it a little bit more and add a win to it. And Declan says it's a touchdown pass there because I nailed the specific win total.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, absolutely. You got
me. Optimistic Judd. It's a new kind of Judd here. Although I will say before we get to the listeners, a lot of green there. How do you feel about, I've been going through some of the YouTube comments and we did a show last week, which we said no more excuses. Yeah. And then we all predicted 11 wins and a lot of people saying, wait, if there's no excuses, shouldn't you guys have them with more than 11 wins? What's your rebuttal?
11 wins is still pretty damn good. My rebuttal is the fact that I think 11 and it's
come on,
it's 17 games now.
That's right.
11 and six.
Welcome to my math hell. Is hard.
Welcome to my hell.
No, I just had to think. No, I just have to stop myself. It's been 16 games since like 1978. But anyway, I'm not saying that they're going to have a perfect season. I'm just saying that I think 11 wins with that schedule is a pretty aggressive prediction. Yeah. And that with the components that they have, which is not the greatest team in the world, but it's a revamped defense, a better offensive line, skill position players, and Kirk. I think it's a very, I think it's fair to say, because if you said 14 wins, right? Like that's a, oh, come on, they're not going to win 14 games. So my comeback to the people that say, why not more, is I think 11 wins and saying no more excuses is a very realistic theme, don't you?
I would say if there's no more excuses, it's a fair point to say that they should win more than 11 games. Because if you truly have no more excuses, your defense is back to being top 10, Kirk has an offensive line, then I think this should be more like a 12 or a 13 win team. So I will admit that I am hedging a little with my no excuses by saying only 11 wins.
I think 11 wins with that schedule is a very fair, solid prediction. I think if you get to 12 or 13, that would be your elite. I don't think this team's elite. I just am tired.
Well, I mean, if there's no excuses, wouldn't you then, by definition, be elite? Because there's no excuses.
I feel like I'm applying enough pressure on Kirk to be very effective. Let's put it that way.
That's fair. All right, listeners. So listeners came in completing only 11% of their passes. And Alex and Sam took it into their own hands the last couple weeks and said, all right, we're gonna get some check down little screen swing passes on the board here. So Alex said the Vikings will sign a veteran with more than 2 years experience out of the free agency bin before the season starts. And the cornerback they signed from the Jets has been in the league for like 3 years as a special teamer. His name is Perry Nickerson. He was drafted in 2018, so he spent the last 3 years with the Jets. Actually, I'm sorry. He was with Green Bay last year. So the Jets in 2018, Jacksonville 2019, and Green Bay in 2020. And he has mostly just been a special teamer who's played 167 snaps. But it counts because he's been in the league for more than 2 years. Mm-hmm. Alex also said the Vikings will have at least two primetime games. They have four scheduled, and Sam said the Vikings will be scheduled to play in four primetime games, and at least two of them will be home. And so that also is correct because two of them are home. I took those predictions to mean scheduled because they made those predictions with the schedule release on the horizon. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get nitpicky and say, well, if one of those games gets flexed in December, Sam, incorrect. I think the spirit of these predictions was with the schedule release.
Absolutely.
On the horizon. So 3 for 3 for listeners. Declan had a bunch of things come off the board. You said Mike Hughes will be cut by the Vikings before week one.
Dang it.
phrasing.
Oh.
Phrasing.
Yeah, but he got traded in a weird trade deck. So I
hick in the grief bone right there. That stinks, dude.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I didn't know this happened. Oh,
did you come
I'm
close
upset.
To trading traded Declan?
Bless it, dude.
Declan, did you come close to saying traded? Because I mean, I didn't see him being traded.
I don't remember, and I'm just.
You've come far closer on predictions that got semantically screwed up.
I want to jump through the window right now, dude.
Yeah, dude, you're taking this too hard. You're taking this too hard. Oh. You didn't come close. You didn't. You're not close here. He got traded.
Man, these are the veteran lessons that are learned over time
but
when it comes to write that down.
Cut or traded, I guess.
Yes,
but I mean, I didn't. That would have been fine.
But I
could have said Mike Hughes. He got specific with the way that he would depart the Vikings. The spirit of his prediction was Mike Hughes is done with the Vikings, and he said cut.
In Declan's defense of this, write that down. In my wildest dreams, I wouldn't have said traded because who would want the guy? He's got a neck problem.
Well, I don't know. The best team in the NFL wanted him.
Yeah, which is also going to have to. I think he will be cut by them. Actually.
Oh, God.
You also said the Vikings will have a Thursday night game against an NFC North team.
No.
You missed that by one letter, dude. You missed this by one letter.
Yeah,
AFC North team.
Ooh.
Steelers.
Okay.
This is tough, man.
Shaves. That was okay. I'm okay with that. No, I'm okay with that.
No. You should jump off the roof because of this one.
You got to shoot your shot. That's okay. That one is a shoot myself in the foot and the head at the same time with the Mike Hughes one. So.
Okay.
Double barrel.
And then you said the Vikings' first home game will be against an NFC North team. It's against the Seahawks. But you did redeem yourself a little bit by saying the Vikings will have at least three primetime games on their initial schedule, and they have four. The Vikings remain, before we get to the latest statistics, the Vikings remain a team that almost always gets a small handful of primetime games because they're always sort of interesting, right? They always have some sort of interesting quarterback figure, whether it was Favre going back or Teddy as a rookie or now Kirk Cousins, good defense. So they're always pretty reliable in prime time for a good watch. All right, 2021 season stats. Judd still leading with a 40% completion rate, no touchdowns. Declan at 31% completions, no touchdowns.
Mackie.
I don't even care.
I'm at 28%, but I don't care about efficiency and completion percentage. I just want touchdown passes.
You have pulled away from the pack. Yeah. I'm still checking it down.
Listeners have 24% completions, up from 11 last week, and one touchdown on the season. So there it is.
Write this down.
That's the accountability session. Let's get our guest listener predictor in here. Ryan is in the mix. Ryan, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, just got back from fishing up north and had a good week with my brothers, and I'm ready to try to get the listeners more touchdowns.
Wow. Oh, so that's the strategy. So Michael Vick dropping back in his prime and throwing a ball 77 yards on a dime down the field here? So are you going to be Christian Ponder first read, check and run? What's the strategy?
I think there's going to be some check and run and some Vic touchdowns.
Love it. All right, so here's how this works. We're going to go around the room, and we're each going to make three predictions. We'll start with Ryan, over to Judd, back to Declan, who is just absolutely manic right now.
You need to settle down.
No,
you need to calm down.
I will
down.
Not
it's
settle
okay.
down. I am passionate, and I am upset. This is BS. There's a dog barking. I'm upset at myself.
Yeah, it's my dog. Sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, no worries.
That's my dog, Sally.
All right, let's start.
Who's a good girl? Who's going to write that down, girl?
Sally.
Oh, here you go.
All right, we'll start with Ryan here. Your first prediction, sir.
All right. So a lot of speculation with Larry Fitzgerald lately, I suppose. I do not think Larry Fitzgerald will be on the Vikings regular season roster. So that's my check down, I think.
Okay. I hope you're wrong. I think his options are right now. I don't know that he goes back to the Cardinals.
No.
So retirement seems most likely, but I don't know. It would be fun. Like I said earlier this week, my heart says he's cooked. My heart says it would be great. My head says he's cooked, but
write that down.
Could I like add something to that?
Yeah.
For sure.
I think Smith Marset will be the third wide receiver.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, so this is a parlay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's make it a parlay.
Write that down.
Okay, we'll put
it. Do I need more?
I mean, it's up to you. It's up to you. No. All right, yeah. Judd Zulgad, your first prediction.
Danielle Hunter will get a new contract or for semantic's sake, an extension from the Vikings before the regular season opens. So we'll get news either right before training camp or in training camp that Danielle Hunter has had been given a new contract. So I don't know if that means a long-term extension or what, but it will be reworked to his satisfaction.
Okay. Yeah, it does kind of feel like they told him a few weeks back or a couple months back, we'll work on it. We know. Right. We know that you're underpaid.
Right.
Write that down.
And I know there's a lot of people that are saying, well, why don't you just make him play? I mean, it's a team-friendly deal. Just make him prove it this year. Because I don't know that – two things. One, he might play hardball, and he might just try and make your life hell in training camp and be selfish through that period because his agent might tell him to. But two, just do right by him. If you love him and you want him to be here for a long time and you've got some cap space to play with after Kirk's gone, just do it.
Write that down.
No,
I don't think he shows up for training camp without something.
I agree.
He's got a neck problem, which scares the Vikings. But the flip side is he's got a neck problem. So if he shows up on that contract and something goes wrong, it's like, sorry, dude.
Yeah. You know. All right, over to Declan, your first prediction.
All right, I was talking about this all last week with the schedule release and the flexing, so I'll just make it official now. This early on May 19th, the Vikings-Rams game in Week 16 will be flexed from its noon start. I'm going to get it out there right now.
And that could mean either to primetime or to the featured like mid-afternoon slot we're going to give you.
Yep. It's going to be moved from its 12 p.m. start.
Okay.
Write this down.
Solid.
All right, write this down. Speaking of broadcasts, Philip Rivers is still without a broadcast gig. I kind of thought that he would immediately sign with somebody, right? Like, I don't know if Monday Night Football, right? So write this down. Philip Rivers will sign as a broadcaster for the 2021 season with either Fox or CBS.
Oh, wow.
I think ESPN makes the most sense, but for whatever reason, they just haven't been able to lock anyone down outside of like Lewis Riddick and Brian Greasy. So I'm going to say Fox or CBS will pounce on Philip Rivers.
He's got all those kids though to spend time with. And I thought he was coaching a high school team or something now. No,
he's just coaching his kids. They have 11, so they can field a team now. So
he's probably going to have more kids. There's now time to have more children for Philip Rivers.
I think he is. He is coaching high school football. So his Friday nights, so his schedule could be coach high school football on Friday night, fly out to wherever he's going to fly on Saturday, stay overnight, come back Sunday, spend the whole week with the kids from Monday through Friday. It's actually a great gig.
These children are looking forward to finding out who their dad is finally, all 17 of them.
This is actually a good segue into, we're going to launch a Judd parenting podcast. I don't have kids, but is what the name of the podcast.
I got some thoughts.
He told me on the way to lunch yesterday, he literally goes, no, like we were talking about dogs, and he compared it to kids. He goes, if you could leave a kid at home alone, I would have kids, but I can't do that.
I love my dog, but I can leave her. Stella just stays here. I come home. She's at the door. Like
you have to like let the dog out a couple times.
Of course.
A day,
but what I'm saying is if I had the freedom to tell the kid, I'm going to the Twins game, you take care of yourself and I'll be home, I probably would have had kids.
It sounds like you need to adopt a 14-year-old. That's what you need to do. Just
let's,
the first
let's continue the segment going.
Or Declan, right?
Yeah, or just adopt me.
Let's continue before I say something that I will regret.
But I don't want your money. I don't want any of your money when you die. Just saying. I don't want any of your
money. Yeah, no.
That sounds like a heck of a deal.
Yeah. The tax implications. Yeah. No, you do not want to inherit.
I don't want
Unless your parents are beyond rich, you do not want anything from them.
No.
It is tough, yeah. All right, back to Ryan, your second prediction. Proud parent Ryan.
Yeah, for sure. absolutely. I got a 13-year-old at home, so.
Yeah. There you go. So you can just see it. Just don't even have to. You don't even have to make eye contact anymore. You can just sit at home. It's great.
And if I do, he thinks there's something wrong.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he's like, I'm on my iPhone, Dad. Leave me alone.
All right. So here's my second prediction. Dalvin Cook will get injured, unfortunately, by week 8 and miss a game or more.
God, wow. Look at last week, Judd had the Kirk Cousins injury prediction.
Rambling.
Bunch of doom and gloomers.
Why didn't you like writing things down?
No, that was my brother. I asked him, like, well, what should I bring? And he's like, don't do that Kirk Cousins one. And he says, bring the Dalvin Cook one. And it's good to hear that you did the Kirk Cousins one.
I got the Kirk Cousins one.
Yeah, the Dalvin prediction is almost certainly at some point, like the dude gets injured once a year. Kirk doesn't get hurt, man.
I know.
That's
I know.
What I'm, man. That, yeah. He's the modern day Brett Favre.
I know. I thought it was close. That's close to a touchdown for sure.
Yeah. All right, back to Judd Zolgad. Second prediction.
Very simple. The Green Bay Packers will miss the playoffs this season.
Whoa.
The Green Bay Packers are not going to the playoffs. There's finally going to be enough dysfunction. I don't think Rodgers is going to play there. I really don't. And if he doesn't, it's probably it could go off the rails very quickly. But the Packers will miss the playoffs this season.
Love it. Yep. That's going to be – God, that whole thing has been hilarious. Write this down. Just all of it. All right, Declan.
My second prediction, we were talking about some Justin Herbert stuff last week as well. He had a great rookie season. But I think a sophomore slump is inevitable. It happens with a lot of quarterbacks. Happened to Matt Ryan. Happened to Baker Mayfield. So I'm going to say, to quantify it, that Justin Herbert will have a lower passer rating or QBR in 2021 from his rookie season. So Justin Herbert will have a lower passer rating or QBR from his rookie season in 2021.
Write that down.
Okay. All right, write this down. Judd's favorite former Viking, Adrian Peterson. This is kind of a parlay because I'm predicting he will latch on with a team for 2021.
Yeah.
And he will pass Barry Sanders on the all-time rushing list before the end of the 2021 regular season. So Barry Sanders is currently about 440 yards ahead of Adrian Peterson. He just needs a part-time gig.
Is Barry second? Is Barry second, Phil?
Barry is fourth.
Okay.
So Peterson's fifth right now.
Okay.
He's 400 yards behind Barry Sanders. He's 1,200 yards behind Frank Gore. And he is 2,000 yards behind Walter Payton. And let's see, 3,500 yards behind Emmitt Smith. So his only real target is Barry Sanders.
Is Frank Gore still going?
Technically, he is still an active player. Yes, he played last year. He has 16,000 career rushing yards.
Just retire, everybody. Just retire.
What do you mean? Why?
Just stop
playing. Frank
Gore's
not harming anybody.
Stop playing.
Peterson was great last year. I don't know what you guys' your problem is. All right, back over to Ryan here. Your final prediction, sir.
So I think the Vikings will play in the wild card round of the playoffs and will lose on the potential game-winning kick.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
This is a diehard Vikings fan. I mean, this guy's got the Vikings fan cave stuff behind him. This is how we're conditioned.
So we need to sort of quantify this in that. So game winning kick from it could be from either team, right? Like you're leaving it kind of open ended. And so I think we need to put a time constraint on it.
I think we go with the Vikings kicker will miss the kick.
Okay. So inside, can we say like inside 2 minutes?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. So the Vikings will miss a kick.
Either I'm going to be on my couch, closing my eyes, and and then Joe Buck will yell, no good.
So it'll be inside 2 minutes, and then it'll be with a chance to either like come from behind to go up or tie game to something like that. Okay. I like that. I mean, I like that, but I also
– I don't like that either.
I like Phil. I like that. That's a good one.
That's right.
You like that?
All right. So, Ryan, since you've got this just life-changing, gigantic platform right now on Purple Daily, is there anyone that you'd like to thank that got you to this point?
For sure. So my dad has witnessed 4 Viking Super Bowl losses, and I joined him in 1978 for 5 Vikings NFC Championship losses with my brother shortly thereafter. And then my brother-in-law in 2001, he has been around us for 3 NFC Championship losses. And I think we are ready to see our quarterback try throw the Super Bowl trophy to a tight end in Lake Minnetonka.
Yes.
Amen.
And I've just been ready for this for 42 years. And I know my family and my Vikings family are ready for it too.
So Tom Brady got bombed off like a beer and a half and started throwing the Super Bowl. How many? Kirk Cousins doesn't strike me as a guy that puts back many alcoholic beverages. What would it take? Like a seltzer and a half before Kirk took his clothes off and jumped in the lake?
Probably a seltzer and a half.
Awesome. Well, Ryan, great work. We got your predictions on the book. We'll get you on again sometime and to get you on Ventline again too, man. All right.
Awesome. Take care,
thanks,
guys.
Ryan. Thanks, Ryan. Thank you.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Mid-Wakanton Sioux Community.
Ryan with some great predictions there, representing the listeners.
Write this down.
Back over to Judd, your final prediction.
Deshaun Watson won't play in week one of the NFL season. So I'm not saying, I mean, he might be on the Texans roster. I don't know exactly how this whole thing with the league is going to go down. But between the dissension that he's having with the league itself, or the team itself, and the league's possible decision to suspend him, he will not play in week one of this season for anybody.
Man, how fast did that whole thing turn? Like, it went from everyone being sympathetic toward him, and not that people have, like, embraced the Houston organization by any means, but that thing has gone just silent.
Yeah.
And he was going to be the centerpiece of the quarterback carousel leading into the draft.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, I don't even know.
Write this down.
I don't even know who would trade for him at this point. It's just going to be.
And that's why I just think he'll be on the Texans roster, but I don't think he'll be playing.
Yeah. All right, Declan, your final prediction.
All right, my final one. I'm going to take what Phil said about Phillip Rivers. Now, it sounds like their Monday Night Football booth is set for sure, because that is set. But I will just say Phillip Rivers will sign with ESPN as a football analyst. So it doesn't mean he has to be part of the Monday Night Football crew, but I think he's going to be signing with ESPN as a football analyst. So my write that down is Phillip Rivers will sign with ESPN as a football analyst in 2021. Okay. I'll quantify it too.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I feel like he's going to want a really tight travel schedule. So if they ask him to like move to Bristol or something or New York, it could be a problem. But
Zoom.
All right.
Zoom.
Yeah, but that's going to come
from his living room.
That's going to come to an end at some point.
Is it?
Like those guys are all going to be back in studio and
are they?
I mean, they might not travel like Booger McFarland to get up, but
it's cheaper.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You're right. All right. Final prediction here. And my final prediction presented by Federated Mutual Insurance Company, making sure that businesses have peace of mind, risk management resources and tools. And you can find out more about the industries Federated protects at federatedinsurance.com. And just remember, Federated, it's our business to protect yours. So, okay, my final prediction is that Kirk Cousins, let me just pull up real quick just to give you guys context.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kirk's going to have a big year. And I think the Vikings are going to have a really, really hard decision looking at that cap hit for 2022. They're going to have to, like, my prediction is going to be this, all right? Kirk Cousins will set Vikings career high. So his career as a Viking, okay, not counting Washington.
Mm-hmm.
He'll set Vikings career highs in yards and also in QBR. So just those two metrics, yards and QBR. He'll have a career Viking season. Now, he did throw for almost 5,000 yards 1 year in Washington. I don't think he's going to go that crazy. But if he does that, it's going to be really hard for the Vikings to move off of him, right? Even though they might have Kellen Mond ready. But it's also going to be tough to justify the $45 million cap hit. So he'll have a big season. And then off the record, it's going to be hard because of that to move off of him.
Makes you choke.
I think it's hard.
Get you choked up just thinking about it. I get it. It's hard to do.
I think it's hard to move off of him if you have playoff success.
Yeah.
I think if he has a good statistical season and you go one and done in the playoffs, I think you can justify it.
We'll see.
But this also depends on where Kellen Mond is at, gentlemen. We do not know the answer to that question.
Mm. Write that down.
Well, we know now he's not ready to start an NFL game right now. It'll be interesting after like a year. He does love seafood.
He's got a hankering for seafood right now.
There was also a debate, too, I saw in our YouTube comment section that walleye isn't really seafood because it's freshwater.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's technically sound. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So if you take freshwater, then there's not really a seafood reputation here.
I'm telling you, the Mond thing started with somebody punked him. somebody said, you coming to Minnesota? Great seafood. Or he said, I love it. And they said, yeah, we got great seafood here.
That's a good theory,
though. Somebody punked him.
Yeah, you because the oyster hot like, dish, man. It's
good. Nobody's fault, but we don't have seafood. You know, it's all flown in.
I love oysters.
And I'm sorry, once you put it in an airplane, in a packing crate, or however you transport it, it's compromised compared to what you get on the coast.
Bro, they have calamari smoothies to die for in Minnesota. So good.
You're ruining seafood for me right now.
What's wrong with you?
Had already a tough day on Purple Daily. Write that down. And now you're just ruining my favorite foods. First you ruined my semantics, and now I ruined my own semantics. You didn't ruin.
Yeah,
but
self inflicted.
Oh God, I'm really fired up about that. This is not an act. I'm really fired up about this Mike Hughes prediction.
You got to go back. You got to study the film. You'll get better for next time. All right,
God Almighty. Dude.
So. All right, that's a wrap on today's Write That Down episode of Purple Daily. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, and we'll catch you tomorrow.